Hello and welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast where podcaster Kathy Campbell interviews podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. I am joined today by two incredible people. I have with me CJ Higgins and Liz Cerna. Hello, friends.
Hello.
Hello.
I am so excited that you both are here, and I would absolutely love for you to tell my audience where everyone can find you on the internet.
Well, goodness gracious, where can't you find me on the internet? just to start off, you can find my podcast, which is called My Gay Agenda, an investigative podcast, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and then the various podcatchers there within. We have a website, mygayagendapodcast.com, facebook.com/mygayagenda. We have an Instagram and Twitter, both which use the handle gayagendacast. And as for myself, I am a theater artist and just stuck in my apartment for the past year and plus. So as a result of that, you can find me on TikTok at SegJeg. That is spelled C-E-G-J-E-G.
Fantastic. I too have been exposed to the TikTok madness, and it is such a joyful place, and I love it so very much. I have done a daily TikTok for more than a year now with my child and I. Sometimes, of course, now that they are 12, they are way too cool for me. So you usually get just myself. Sometimes they join me, other times not. But yeah, I love TikTok. I'm so excited to follow you there. All right, Liz, what about you? Where can we find you all over the internet?
I am all over the internet and then some. I am Liz, so I'm the co-host of Nerdy Bitches Podcast. And we are a podcast with two geeky ladies podcasting our way through pop culture. So we cover a little bit of everything. And you can find us online at nerdybitches.com. You can find us on Twitter at nerdybitchespod. And Nerdy Bitches on Instagram, Facebook. You just have to type it in because they don't like the word, but they let us set it up. And so you know how that goes.
Yes.
And then just me personally, I am becoming an author. I am working on my first book, or I've finished it. Now I'm working on chopping it. So you can find me personally at author Liz Cerna on Instagram, Facebook, and the Twitters. So
yeah. Fantastic. If you've written a book, you are an author. So regardless of...
I have written it for 12 years.
Yeah. See, there you go. You're totally an author. Doesn't matter if it's been published or not. You are an author. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's getting there. And I have not gotten into the TikTok. However, I recently got into Instagram Reels, the watching of them obsessively in the middle of the night. Mm. And so I am very much planning to start a TikTok because I already have some really fun ideas. I'm just stuck on, like, you know, that paralyzation when you first start a new social media and you're like, what do I call
it? Yes.
Like that's like all the other stuff seems super easy, but the naming of the talk now seems monumental. So that is my current dilemma.
Well, the nice part is that you are able to change it. So I say you just start it and then change it if you get a better idea.
Yeah. My issue is always, again, because we are Nerdy Bitches Podcast and some places are totally fine with that. And other places are like, well, we'll let you use the name. However, we won't let you promote it anywhere because that's a bad word.
Right.
And so then it's like, okay, do I start a new one under that name knowing full well it's a weirdly bad word in some, you know, so I don't know. It just becomes a thing. So
yeah.
I'm working on it.
Well, maybe Nerdy Bees, just like B-E-E-S.
Yeah, we do Nerdy Bee asterisks when we're doing like different conventions that we're a part of and things like that where they want a more family-friendly name. So I'm working on it.
Well, you could do it. I believe in you.
The amount of times that my podcast's events and stuff have been flagged online because we use the word gay and we use the word queer. Because, you know, those are both cuss words, but they're not.
Right.
No. They are not. But we've been flagged a few times. It's great. Love it. Love every minute.
Yeah, we took bitches back in episode one. We just hit episode 200. So nice. Like, we don't consider this to be a bad word. We are not using it in a derogatory fashion. It's our own nomenclature that we use for ourselves, and that's fine. But some of these places are just a little. So.
Well, that's all right. Now that we've spent 6 minutes complaining about social media, which I love, let's kind of roll back time a little bit. And I would love to know how you started listening to podcasts and what were some of those first ones that you found?
Oh, goodness gracious. It's weird. I actually started podcasting before I started listening to podcasts.
Oh,
same.
Interesting. Well, then hold on. I'm going to, since you're both started making podcasts before you listening, we're going to mix things up here in episode 80, and we're going to ask the second question first. So
all right.
Ignore the first part. And I would love to hear both of you why you picked up a microphone and decided to start making a podcast, especially because you hadn't been listening to any.
Sure. So my reason is weird. It was back in 2009. And you may recall in 2009, podcasts were not nearly as much in the zeitgeist as they are today, by a wide margin. Yes. And I was a sophomore in high school at the time. And my older sister and her friends decided that we were going to make a Twilight fan podcast. Nice. So the reason I first got into podcasting was that I was just such a big fan of the Twilight series. The good news was that we sort of hit that intersection where, again, there were not a lot of podcasts out, but it was 2009, so there were a lot of people online searching for Twilight content, any that they can get their hands on. So for those reasons alone, we actually managed to get somewhat prolific. Like, we were number one in books and literature on Apple Podcasts for like a hot minute, specifically nice. Because nobody else was doing it. The yeah. second anyone else did it, we were off the list.
I feel that really hard because in 2009, I was separated, heading towards a divorce, and I spent a ridiculous amount of time reading Twilight fan fiction online in 2009.
Right. That was the year for it.
Yes.
But then once we were done with that podcast, I sort of took like a several year long hiatus from making podcasts until my friend Jay, who is the co-host of My Gay Agenda, proposed the idea for that for us. And we made it a podcast specifically because we're interviewing people. And as I'm sure y'all know, it is much easier to interview people in the podcasting format.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So I do have to ask, what was the Twilight podcast called?
Okay, so I'm a little hesitant to give the name specifically because my dead name is all okay. over that podcast. And if I can, like, if you search hard enough, you will find it.
Okay.
I have faith.
Okay.
But I'm not going to volunteer that information. I am a person of mystery.
Yes, absolutely valid, 100%. So we instead will move over to Liz and find out why she picked up a microphone before her headphones.
Well, for me, I was a blogger. Like I said, I'm a writer. I enjoy that. I actually started blogging years ahead of the curve kind of thing, because my family always saw me as like, hey, somebody's got gossip. Let's call Liz and she'll probably tell us what it is. And I got really annoyed with that. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to make a blog and I'm going to put everybody's business on the blog and they can just go check it and leave me alone. But as I mentioned, I was getting ready to go through a divorce, and sometimes you just have to write things down, or at least for me, I have to write things down, get them out of my head. So I started writing a blog about this relationship and mostly like looking back on it for myself. And so I spent a lot of time doing that. And I had thought, you know, I had just heard about podcasts. I had never really listened to one. And I was like, maybe I should do a podcast about this, because I had a pretty decent following on the blog and had some stuff happening there. And I talked to a friend about it, and then it just kind of fell out of my mind. And then fast forward another year or two, and my friend Heather messaged me. She had come to my birthday party, and we found the two of us sitting in a room of 40 people, only talking to each other and really enjoying that conversation. And, you know, if you ever get in that conversation with somebody, you're like, man, that was so good. We should have written it down. What did we say? I don't know. So she sends me an email, and this was like summer 2014, I think. And so she sends me this email, and verbatim, this is what it says. It's like, hey, I have an idea that is going to be a lot of fun, a ton of work, and will make us absolutely no money. Are you in? And I was like, of course I'm in. That 100% describes all of my favorite projects. So I was like, sure. Now what are we talking about? And she was a podcast listener, and she's like, I'm finding a massive gap in what I'm looking for. I want to find people who are having conversations like we do when we sit down and we chat and we used to scrapbook together and go on movie marathons and all this kind of stuff. And she's like, I'm not finding it. It's either a total sausage fest out there, or it's a bunch of women trying to be titillating, or that's the kind of sexy talk and things like that. And we're just, I mean, fine. We're both middle-aged and married. Like, meh. Nobody's signing up to listen to that show. But we just said, hey, let's just give it a go and see how this is. So literally the first podcast I ever listened to that wasn't like my husband listening to a Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me or something on NPR that I was snoozing through because I find talk radio to be insufferable most of the time was ours. So it's the very first podcast I listened to was mine.
Amazing. I'm really impressed that both of you, I mean, this was not planned, but I love that both of you started so long ago, and have such very different trajectories, but it's so special that over the past 12 years, podcast has had such a journey. Podcast has, that was a sentence. That was definitely something that I said. I speak words well. Can you tell? but the fact that podcasting has had such a trajectory and a journey over the past 12 years is just so incredible. And I love that both of you have kind of been on that journey. And now in 2021, the world is obviously very different. Your podcasting journeys are very different and what you podcast about. And so I would love to know, after you started your podcasts, how soon did you start listening to other shows? And what were some of those first ones that you found other than your own?
So it took me a little bit to get into podcasts. I was honestly hesitant to, just because I have some auditory processing difficulties that can make it tough to retain information just by listening to it alone.
Hey, me too.
And that's basically all of podcasting, right? It's just hearing information. So I was like, I don't know that I'll be able to get into it. But my partner was listening to the McElroy brothers. I don't know how familiar either of you are with the McElroy family.
Yep.
Yeah. So like the guys who do like My Brother and Me, The Adventure Zone, Sawbones, all those things for anybody listening who does not know. And like, my partner would be listening to those in the same area as me. And I was like slowly picking up on stuff and being like, oh, well, maybe I'm going to go ahead and give it a listen. So I started from the beginning, and the great news, I think I listened to The Adventure Zone first. And the great news was that some people had actually provided transcriptions for the earlier episodes. So I was able to read along as I was listening to it. And that helped me get engaged with it, and I was able to transition to simply listening to it. because like I had that information accessible to me in a way that I could process easier from the get-go. Now I believe the transcriptions are like on the official website now, like they've been able to like make that happen for like all the episodes, which is just fantastic.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then once I listened to that, I was like, well, what can I listen to now? And, you know, just started picking up podcasts from there.
That's amazing. I love every so often somebody will, you know, say one of these big shows like the McElroy brothers or, you know, Serial or any of the NPR shows and just be like, hey, I am going to admit that this was my first show or that I really like listening to this show. And they're kind of embarrassed about it when I love hearing however things get started. Like, it doesn't matter if your first show was Serial and you are like having these people, oh, well, I've been listening to, you know, This Week in Tech since it came out and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, getting started is what matters. And I love that by having the transcriptions available, you were able to like find, okay, yes, I can get into this style of things. That's really great.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not too ashamed to say that, like, I listen to, like, a lot of larger podcasts. I also listen to a lot of smaller podcasts. Yeah. I'm all over the place.
Love it. Love it. I can't wait to find out your favorites. But that's not yet. Next up, we have Liz and those stories and words and podcasts that she has heard.
Yeah, it took me a while also to kind of get into listening to other people's shows. And I think because when we started, there weren't a lot of other people, and we specifically didn't really know anyone else. My partner's husband was our producer to begin with, and he had already been in the podcasting realm for 5 or 6 years at that point. But all of his stuff was like business podcasting. So really wasn't anything that I listened to very often. I mean, I knew him through business and that's how we became friends, but that's not really what I want to sit around and listen to. It's just not. I mean, I love you, Craig, but no. But we were very fortunate that he gave us so much like notes and things up front to help us have a good quality podcast so that we didn't make all the same mistakes that he had made, you know, learning not to eat on the thing and don't drink things with ice and blah, 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 all the things. Because I have realized that I'm realizing in the last month or so that I probably have ADHD because I also have a very difficult time kind of fully taking in and processing audio stuff only if I'm not focused on it. So I read a lot. I read about 200 books a year. Some of them are audiobooks. Some of them are just regular eyeball books. I don't know what you call that. But I just have a hard time staying focused or paying attention. And when I wander, I lose things. And it also, I figured out really quickly that if the audio quality is bad, like we met some folks and they're like, oh, listen to our podcast. I'm like, okay. But it sounded like they were recording in the bottom of a bong. Like just very, very loud. They vape when they were recording.
Oh,
and
goodness.
So there was just a lot of extra sensory things happening. And I was like, I can't even focus on what you're saying. Like, I can't get the content because it was just not good. So it took me a while to really get into it. And I fully admit, I pretty much only listen to indie podcasts because they're people that I have known and met. And I much more enjoy that to some big kind of studio production.
Yeah.
But, and it's not really, it's just, again, I have a hard time staying focused. I do our show. I edit our show. I also edit and produce other podcasts. So I listen to a lot of podcasts, whether I am listening or whether I am working. So I don't have a commute. I work from home. So I just don't have I don't spend a lot of time listening to a lot of other shows. But the ones that I do, I really get into and find, you know, fun and engaging. And if I feel like I'm talking to them at the same time, that's all the better. So.
Yeah, I love that there is so much variety, that there are so many options depending on what you, who you are and what you love and what you're interested in. And that's it. The low barrier of entry means that there's so many options out there. And I'm excited that discoverability is becoming slowly more and more important and easy to manage. And that just makes me really excited for the future and what can come. All right. So before we get to your list of favorites, I want to know what, if you were to go into your podcast app of choice, what show and what episode would start playing if you hit play?
I'm looking at my podcast app right now to give you the most honest answer I can.
Love it.
And the answer is the most recent episode of My Brother and Me, 562. I only listened to the intro so far while I was showering. It appears to be called Starter in the Jarter, and I don't know what the context for that for is, and I'm excited to find out.
Amazing.
Yeah, I was going to say mine is probably a little bit more self-serving because our last month in April, we do a theme month twice a year. So we do one in April and one in September for Heather's birthday and for my birthday. And so April just passed, and we did an entire month on Keanu Reeves movies.
Oh, my goodness.
Her choice. And she edited all of them. And so if I'm editing an episode, I don't always go back and listen to it later through a player.
Yeah.
But so I've been catching up on the ones that she edited. And the one that is in there right now is our bonus episode that we did. We did four. They were all fantastic. John Wick may be my favorite. But we also did a bonus episode on Always Be My Maybe.
Yes.
To which Keanu only has a cameo in this, but it is the funniest thing. And quite honestly, that may be my favorite episode that we have done in a very, very long time. So I've listened to it twice because
wow.
I laugh so hard every time. And that's the thing. When we first started podcasting, now, I'm a corporate trainer by trade. This is what I used to do. I stand up, I talk, I teach people how to behave, blah, blah. But I don't necessarily like to listen to the sound of my own voice recorded, mm-hmm. or I never did. Like, trying to even play a voicemail message would give me hives. You know, it's like, yes. I hate it. It's terrible. And I was like, I'm never going to listen to our show. At just putting it out there into the void. But that's not true. I actually have listened to every episode we've ever done, every guest appearance we've done on other people's shows, things like that. And I've gotten over that, and I really enjoy it. So sometimes I just like listen to our show. So that was the most recent one that I was listening to.
I love it. This question is great because it has so much honesty in it. Like, yeah, some people can lie and, oh, yes, I'm definitely listening to NPR or whatever. And it's real. And it's funny because sometimes when they're like, I was listening to this show, I'm like, OK, that's embarrassing. I swear I don't want that as the answer unless it's real.
Yeah, I will say that, you know, when you were talking about do you listen to a big show versus an indie show kind of thing? Probably the proudest moment of my podcasting career is back when Podcoin was still a thing, RIP Podcoin, because we actually got a lot of visibility based on the way they had their system set up. And that's huge for a show like ours that has a little curse word in the title that's not going to show up in the big bad wealth of Apple Podcasts for the most part. And we had an entire 6 weeks period where we stood on top of Joe Rogan's head for an entire 6 weeks as the top show on that player.
Oh,
and that was
goodness.
The best thing of my entire life. Because anytime people are like, hey, have you ever listened to podcasts? Do you know Joe Rogan?
And I'm have you heard of Joe Rogan?
Okay, breathe.
I'm yeah.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan is to podcasting what Caitlyn Jenner is to the trans community.
Yes. Oh, yes. That is
so bad.
Painfully accurate statement.
Like, no, they do not speak for me. They don't speak for what I'm doing here.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Every time somebody pops up with Joe Rogan, I'm like, I don't even trust you as a human anymore. I can't.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love it. All right. So final podcast related question. We have made it. I would love to know what your favorite podcasts are and why do you love them so much? And yes, you may have more than one.
Goodness gracious. I mean, I brought up my brother and me in the Adventure Zone already. So those are off the bat. Some other podcasts that I really love, big and small. There's one called Bad Queers, and the hosts are just hilarious, and it has a lot of really good discussions about like what makes somebody a quote unquote bad queer or not, and like the entire concept of like being a bad queer and what that means. I just love it so much. I'm scrolling through my collection. My friend Josh Hitchens does a podcast called Going Dark Theater, which is sort of like true crime / horror, but with a lot of respect to like those involved with those unfortunate situations. Intersectionality Matters with Kimberly Crenshaw. Again, more incredibly important dialogue. Kid Flicks is one that my friend Ross hosts, reviewing children's media. One from the Vault has a lot of queer history. Love it. Party of One, hosted by my friend Jeff, where he does RPG games with one other person, even if they were not made to be played by two people. The Flophouse, that's just like a bunch of dudes talking about bad movies, but I like these ones talking about bad movies. It's like the most overrated concept in the world, but they I don't
have,
care.
Yeah, they have a specific dynamic that is just very special.
Exactly. Exactly. Like they are professional funny dudes.
Yes.
And that's different from like, oh, we're three guys, but like people want to hear what we talk about movies. And finally, my friend Jedzia hosts a science fiction podcast called The Voice of Free Planet X. Hasn't released a lot of new episodes, but every time it happens, I love it. Chef's kiss.
Fantastic. As always, of course, all the links will be in the show notes.
Oh, goodness gracious, there's going to be so many links, my bad.
That's the best part about this show. I love it. All right, Liz.
But I'm not sorry because half of them are my friends.
Give me the list.
I would say most of these are my friends, and that's an amazing thing. So I would say probably So I am a moderator and admin for a group called Lady Pod Squad. So when we started doing this, there were not a lot of female or female identifying hosts for podcasts. At least if there were, they were not out there. You know, nobody knew about who they were. So we kind of formed an alliance with all these other awesome lady podcasters. And so I would say on that list, there's a show called Pod Appetit that is run by friends of mine it's actually five ladies who have their own independent podcasts who have what I call formed the Voltron of podcasting to create this fun cooking show, just talking about, they started off talking about the Bon Appetit show, but as some of their stuff became very problematic, they've switched into other cooking related things. So they're a lot of fun and they're all super great gals that I just adore. I've also got our friends at Cult 45 podcast, and this is our friends Beat 'em Down and Randy, and it's a cult movie show. So they take like the worst movies that have become just cult icon classics and tear them apart. And they're so much fun. They live here in Houston, which is where I live. So we actually get to see them several times a year. I mean, not this year.
Obviously.
COVID. But I think we're going to see them in July.
Yay.
When we go back to Comic Palooza, which is awesome and terrifying. So they're like our besties for podcasting, and they're so much fun. We have a great time with them. And then some shows that aren't actually friend shows, but I love them anyway. Out on the Lanai is a Golden Girls podcast that I love. It's so funny because I'm a big dork and old, and I love the Golden Girls. And then Hello from the Magic Tavern. Fantastic as well. Lots of fun. And that's one of those. It's like, you know, it started off small and it got big, and it's just a lot of fun. And no matter what episode you listen to, there's laughter and it's funny, and I just enjoy it so much. And then some more friend shows, Home Video Hustle. So it's another that's doing movies, movie reviews. And then I've got this friend, Kelly, and she does a show that's called Boobies and Newbies. And yes. What she does is she covers romance novels with people who have never read romance novels before. So she and I'm like, well, that counts me out. I'd love to be on the show. But I read way too many to ever be considered a newbie anymore. But so she brings a brand new person on and just like, what do you think about that? They're like, wow. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And all of these shows are just delightful and they're friends and they're fantastic. And I love to be able to support everyone that we can. So
agreed. Even if I don't listen to even if I commit, you know, podcast queue bankruptcy, I still stay, you know, automatically like, yes, download the podcast. I can go in and I can delete it if I just end up not having time. But let me give you that one number, that one important number, baby.
Exactly. Yes. I do that. I keep them on subscribe. I don't have time to listen to everything everyone does. I just don't. Or I haven't seen the movie. I haven't read the book. You know, those kind of things. But I am 100% down for supporting. We have a huge community on Twitter with other podcasters and other creators. And I think it's just so important, whether you're listening or not, to still be there and be supportive of other people. They'll be supportive of you. And that's how we all grow. Nobody has time to listen to 10,000 podcasts a day. That's not a thing.
Yeah.
That's why Podcoin died. But
yes, it's so unfortunately true. Yeah. But that's okay, because we are here making a podcast right now. And that means that we're listening to a podcast today. Hooray! If we can only remember what we said, which I don't know. We'll
that's
see.
That's why
if
we record it.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have to remember.
I remember nothing.
Nope. The words come out and that's what happens. That's the way it works. Oh, well, that's fine, because we are here at the end. It's time for the bonus question. Audience, if you have a question you would like me to ask our guests, just tweet with the hashtag FIYE bonus. That's fire bonus. And I would also love to hear your answers to my bonus questions. So tweet with the hashtag FIYE answer. That's fire answer to share your answers to my questions. This episode's question is, what's something other people might think is weird that you would recommend everyone try at least once?
I guess my best guess to what could either be like weird, but I do think people should give it a go. I started this because I get acid reflux, and tomato technically isn't good for that. So if I'm feeling particularly burpy on a given day, then I will swap out, like if I'm eating like chicken nuggets or something, I'll swap out the ketchup for ranch and just dip it in ranch. But then I started adding hot sauce to the ranch and mixing it around. So I'm eating like a hot ranch, which yes, is counterintuitive to the reflux thing, but is delicious and has been my recent favorite thing to dip my chicken nuggets in. So that.
I was like, is ranch dressing weird? Because I literally eat it on everything.
Yeah.
Literally everything.
It's so good. Ranch is the best.
Like, I actually started going to my favorite restaurant, like where I eat it on a salad. I'm like, that's so good. And I order it by like the quart and I just take it home with me.
No.
Like, oh my gosh.
I'm not buying this stuff in the grocery store. No way. So I just have like a quart of restaurant ranch in my fridge at any given time.
Oh my goodness. I love it. It's fantastic.
Wawa has this creamy chipotle sauce that I love so much that I managed to procure several containers of it to bring home, nice. Like bottles.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that. You know what? That's the thing. If you find something that you like and genuinely brings you joy in any capacity, it's time to just indulge and do the thing.
Exactly.
I agree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was just saying this yesterday. There's no such thing as like overdressing anymore. Like, what does it mean to overdress for an occasion? Just look stunning. It doesn't matter. Wear what you want.
Yeah.
Subtlety is dead.
I like so the opposite true. Of that. I'm like, what's a bra? I haven't worn a bra in a year. I don't
also that.
Also like, true. Like,
wear what you want.
Wear.
Wear what you want in excess.
Everyone's like, we should go back to not wearing masks. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, the fact that I don't have to worry if I've got a straight chin hair or, you know, right? anything else, I'll wear the mask forever. I don't care.
So. Yep. I'm in the opposite train, though, as a trans person, because my facial hair is like the one thing that people like will see and then not gender me as a woman. When I have the mask on, that's gone. I'm basically a girl. Oh. So like, I actually want people to see my straight chin hairs. It matters.
I will send mine to you.
And great.
You can just put them on the mask. Like, put them on the mask itself. There you go.
There you go.
I don't even know.
Oh, so. God.
Just sew them in. You know, do a little cross stitch on the hairs, hang it out. And, that sounds like a terrible idea. Don't do
it
that.
It does, yeah.
But, yeah. No.
All right, Liz, what is yours?
This is hard because I think like CJ said, everything I do is weird. Like or it's seen as weird by the normies, I guess. So everyone else who's just trying to stay with the status quo and doing what, like, they don't understand the fact that I do a podcast, or they don't understand the fact that I'm writing a book about my terrible marriage and making fun of it. Like, that's, people don't understand. My mom's like, why are you doing this? You're just hurting yourself. I'm like, but it's hilarious. I can't not do it. I don't know. But I think the one thing that I would say to people, if you live with a lot, like, I live with a lot of anxiety. So sometimes I just do weird stuff to kind of break myself out of feeling what I call squidgy, just kind of weird all the time. I just don't care what anyone thinks anymore. And I'm very open and very honest about what's going on in my life, good, bad, and ugly. And I think when you get to the point where you can just be honest with how you're feeling and how you're handling things, then it takes a lot of pressure off. It sounds like it would be the opposite, but it doesn't. I have had so many people contact me over the years. They're like, one, I don't remember you being funny. I'm like, well, tragedy makes you funny, so back off. But but they're like, I just love that you say all the things that people are thinking but would never say. I'm like, because I don't care what you think about me. And that, for me, I guess that's not 100% true, but it's enough to where I can put myself out there and be like, bleh, here's the thing. So I have my next book. This one, the current book is called It's Not Me, It's You. Love you. I just don't like you anymore. The next book I'm writing was based on some stuff that happened over this past summer. And it's called I Almost Died Last Week, But I'm Okay. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not okay at all. And being able to kind of come out of that I'm okay bubble and say, I'm not okay. Things are bad. The pandemic stinks. I haven't seen friends in a long time. I literally almost died. Like, none of this is okay. And I'm tired of pretending it is. So I think just being able to come out, be weird, accept yourself for who you are, and F what anyone else thinks. So, I don't know.
I love that. That is the perfect way to end this podcast. On your amazing words. So thank you, audience, for listening to this episode of Friends in Your Ears. You can find us online at friendsinyourears.com or on Twitter at Friends in Ears. You can find CJ at Peg Leg Keg Jeg. And Liz is at Author Liz Cerna, and I am at Mrs. Soup. Thank you again so much for joining me, and I hope you all have an absolutely amazing day.
I'm so sorry. My Twitter handle has actually changed in the past few days.
Well, then let's change that. What is your Twitter handle?
It cut the peg leg part. It is just Sedge Judge. I know that's it's a friend nickname. So it's CEGJEG.
Perfect.
Same as my TikTok.
Okay. Okay. Then you can find CJ at Cegjeg. That's CEGJEG. And of course, all links will be in the show notes below.